This is the Negeri Sembilan SPM mock listening test. There are four parts to the test. You will hear each part twice. For each part of the test, there will be time for you to look through the questions and time for you to check your answers. Write your answers on the question paper. You will have 6 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the answer sheet. The recording will now be stopped. Please ask any questions now because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part 1. You will hear people talking in 7 different situations. For questions 1 until 7, you should choose the correct answer, A, B, or C. You will hear each recording twice. Answer all the questions. You now have 30 seconds to look through part 1. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. Question 1. You hear a girl talking about her online shopping experience.
I think online shopping is trending now. There are many advantages of shopping online. One of the benefits is that shopping has become more convenient. You don't have to worry about driving or taking public transportation. All you have to do is stay at home, click on your favorite online shopping websites, and make your choice.
Now, listen again.
I think online shopping is trending now. There are many advantages of shopping online. One of the benefits is that shopping has become more convenient. You don't have to worry about driving or taking public transportation. All you have to do is stay at home, click on your favorite online shopping websites, and make your choice.
Question 2. You hear a woman describing her day at work.
My day starts off as early as 7 a.m. as I have to be stationed at the busiest intersection in the city. This is the time when a high volume of vehicles enter the city centre as drivers go to work or send their children to school. My duty is to direct the vehicles so there will be a smooth flow of traffic.
Now, listen again.
My day starts off as early as 7 a.m. as I have to be stationed at the busiest intersection in the city. This is the time when a high volume of vehicles enter the city centre as drivers go to work or send their children to school. My duty is to direct the vehicles so there will be a smooth flow of traffic.
Question 3. You hear a girl sharing her experience.
I was walking home from school when I spotted an elderly man looking lost and confused. I asked him what the matter was and he told me that he had been pickpocketed. He had no money and he did not know what to do. So I gave him a 10 ringgit note and showed him the nearest bus stop. I waited with him until the bus arrived.
Now, listen again.
I was walking home from school when I spotted an elderly man looking lost and confused. I asked him what the matter was, and he told me that he had been pickpocketed. He had no money and he did not know what to do. So I gave him a 10 ringgit note and showed him the nearest bus stop. I waited with him until the bus arrived.
Question 4. You hear an announcement at school.
In conjunction with Save the Earth Day, there will be an online speech competition. To all students who are interested in taking part, please register your names at the Environment Club website. The closing date is on Thursday, 27th of May. Registration fee is 4 ringgit Malaysia. Keep your speech within 3 minutes. You will receive the competition link upon registration.
Now, listen again.
In conjunction with Save the Earth Day, there will be an online speech competition. To all students who are interested in taking part, please register your names at the Environment Club website. The closing date is on Thursday, 27th of May. Registration fee is 4 ringgit Malaysia. Keep your speech within 3 minutes. You will receive the competition link upon registration.
Question 5. You will hear a telephone message left for Sarah.
Hi Sarah, as you know, we have been working on the new shampoo that we are launching in April, and we are unsure about some of the packaging details. Do you have time this Friday to talk about some designs? We would truly appreciate your advice on this. It shouldn't take longer than 2 hours of your time.
Now, listen again.
Hi Sarah, as you know, we have been working on the new shampoo that we are launching in April, and we are unsure about some of the packaging details. Do you have time this Friday to talk about some designs? We would truly appreciate your advice on this. It shouldn't take longer than 2 hours of your time.
Question 6. You will hear a reader talk about a book.
The Martian tells the story of Mark Watney, an astronaut on the Ares 3 mission to Mars. While this novel is fiction, in some ways it feels like non-fiction. It is very scientific and packed with details about survival on Mars. The book is also thrilling to read. It's good not only for space travel fans and scientists, but for anyone who is looking for a unique and exciting story.
Now, listen again.
The Martian tells the story of Mark Watney, an astronaut on the Ares 3 mission to Mars. While this novel is fiction, in some ways it feels like non-fiction. It is very scientific and packed with details about survival on Mars. The book is also thrilling to read. It's good not only for space travel fans and scientists, but for anyone who is looking for a unique and exciting story.
Question 7. You will hear Jamil and his teacher talking about his progress.
Well done, Jamil, on all your hard work this term.
Thank you, madam. How can I improve?
Sometimes, you still make some small grammar mistakes. Your reading has improved. However, you really need to work on your listening. I know this is difficult for you. I can give you some practice links.
Thank you, madam. I will try my best.
Now, listen again.
Well done, Jamil, on all your hard work this term.
Thank you, madam. How can I improve?
Sometimes, you still make some small grammar mistakes. Your reading has improved. However, you really need to work on your listening. I know this is difficult for you. I can give you some practice links.
Thank you, madam. I will try my best.
That is the end of part 1. Now turn to part 2. You will hear Akash talking about the benefits of keeping a journal for students. For questions 8 to 15, circle the correct answer, A, B, or C. You will hear the recording twice. Answer all the questions. You now have 1 minute to look at part 2.
I discovered journal writing quite by accident. Aiden, a close friend of mine, started keeping a journal and she absolutely swears by it. I wondered, what would I write about every day of my life? My life was pretty boring and predictable. Anyway, after much persuasion from Aiden, I decided to give it a try. Now, 1 year down the road, I too have become a fan of journaling. So, when I was asked by my teacher to do a presentation for class, I decided to share my experience of keeping a journal. I actually did some research online and there are some things I found. Firstly, if there's one thing journal writing is good for, it clears the mind. How does it work? Whenever you have a problem and write about it in a journal, you transfer it from your head to the paper. This empties the mind and allows you to focus on the solution of your problem. Keep a journal for a few days and you may get a better perspective on this week's events. But keep a journal for months or years and you'll get a better perspective on you. As you write your notes out, it's like you're talking to yourself. Over time, you can observe patterns and changes in your thinking and behaviors. Friends, life happens and it can happen fast. We don't get to see the progress that we are making in our own lives. One day, it's the future and you have no idea how you got there. Journal writing allows you to learn from mistakes. You can see clearly what you did right and where you went wrong. I found out that journal writing is also used in the medical field to help reduce stress and improve health. Actually, writing about what we think and feel about stressful or even traumatic events can improve our psychological well-being and overall health. Writing and thinking about a problem through your journal can allow you to take control of the situation, making you feel better. On top of that, you will be more motivated to achieve your goals. Journaling allows you to create and maintain a dialogue with yourself about your goals, what they are, how you reach them, and your progress and challenges along the way. Expressing your goals in writing makes them real, increases your motivation and personal accountability. So friends, journaling clearly benefits the mind, body and soul. The best part is it is free. You don't have to leave your house and you can do it in your own time. So just put the pen to paper. Thank you.
Now, listen again.
I discovered journal writing quite by accident. Aiden, a close friend of mine, started keeping a journal and she absolutely swears by it. I wondered, what would I write about every day of my life? My life was pretty boring and predictable. Anyway, after much persuasion from Aiden, I decided to give it a try. Now, 1 year down the road, I too have become a fan of journaling. So, when I was asked by my teacher to do a presentation for class, I decided to share my experience of keeping a journal. I actually did some research online and there are some things I found. Firstly, if there's one thing journal writing is good for, it clears the mind. How does it work? Whenever you have a problem and write about it in a journal, you transfer it from your head to the paper. This empties the mind and allows you to focus on the solution of your problem. Keep a journal for a few days and you may get a better perspective on this week's events. But keep a journal for months or years and you'll get a better perspective on you. As you write your notes out, it's like you're talking to yourself. Over time, you can observe patterns and changes in your thinking and behaviors. Friends, life happens and it can happen fast. We don't get to see the progress that we are making in our own lives. One day, it's the future and you have no idea how you got there. Journal writing allows you to learn from mistakes. You can see clearly what you did right and where you went wrong. I found out that journal writing is also used in the medical field to help reduce stress and improve health. Actually, writing about what we think and feel about stressful or even traumatic events can improve our psychological well-being and overall health. Writing and thinking about a problem through your journal can allow you to take control of the situation, making you feel better. On top of that, you will be more motivated to achieve your goals. Journaling allows you to create and maintain a dialogue with yourself about your goals, what they are, how you reach them, and your progress and challenges along the way. Expressing your goals in writing makes them real, increases your motivation and personal accountability. So friends, journaling clearly benefits the mind, body and soul. The best part is it is free. You don't have to leave your house and you can do it in your own time. So just put the pen to paper. Thank you.
That is the end of part 2. Now turn to part 3. You will hear 5 short extracts in which travelers are talking about travel tips. For questions 16 to 20, choose from the list A to G what each speaker says. Use the letters only once. There are 2 extra letters which you do not need to use. You will hear the recording twice. Answer all the questions. You now have 30 seconds to look at part 3. Speaker 1.
I found that jeans work just about anywhere and any weather while traveling. Special travel clothes are not needed, except maybe for socks and underwear. You can pack less and buy new clothes at thrift shops when you get sick of the things you are carrying. Bringing clothes that can be combined into outfits and used alone will make it feel like you have more options.
Speaker 2.
If you want to save $10 to $50 fee for checking your bag, my suggestion is to go with a backpack that is small enough to be considered carry-on. Check the specific airline websites for what dimensions they consider carry-on. This also cuts out waiting at baggage claim and the chances of a lost or stolen bag.
Speaker 3.
A great way to experience the life of a local is to use the public transport. They are the cheapest option to travel within a city. On another note, if you're going to stay for a while, I recommend that you buy a used bike to get around the city. It is dirt cheap and worth the experience. Cycling through a new city is an experience for all of your senses. I guarantee that you won't regret it.
Speaker 4.
You should search several different booking sites and book the tickets with the cheapest option. You can save yourself $100 easily for flights. Nomadic Matt did a few great articles on how he does this for flights, as well as a guide on Reddit. This method can also be used for bus and train tickets, as many routes have multiple carriers.
Speaker 5.
I've been to many countries and have stayed in many places, but I can say that hostels are the greatest place to stay cheaply if you don't mind the atmosphere. I've stayed from $1 a night in Siem Reap to $35 a night in Paris, but you can typically get a nice hostel for $15 a night or less, unless it's last minute on a busy day. So, book yours earlier if you're planning for a stay.
Now, listen again. Speaker 1.
I found that jeans work just about anywhere and any weather while traveling. Special travel clothes are not needed, except maybe for socks and underwear. You can pack less and buy new clothes at thrift shops when you get sick of the things you are carrying. Bringing clothes that can be combined into outfits and used alone will make it feel like you have more options.
Speaker 2.
If you want to save $10 to $50 fee for checking your bag, my suggestion is to go with a backpack that is small enough to be considered carry-on. Check the specific airline websites for what dimensions they consider carry-on. This also cuts out waiting at baggage claim and the chances of a lost or stolen bag.
Speaker 3.
A great way to experience the life of a local is to use the public transport. They are the cheapest option to travel within a city. On another note, if you're going to stay for a while, I recommend that you buy a used bike to get around the city. It is dirt cheap and worth the experience. Cycling through a new city is an experience for all of your senses. I guarantee that you won't regret it.
Speaker 4.
You should search several different booking sites and book the tickets with the cheapest option. You can save yourself $100 easily for flights. Nomadic Matt did a few great articles on how he does this for flights, as well as a guide on Reddit. This method can also be used for bus and train tickets, as many routes have multiple carriers.
Speaker 5.
I've been to many countries and have stayed in many places, but I can say that hostels are the greatest place to stay cheaply if you don't mind the atmosphere. I've stayed from $1 a night in Siem Reap to $35 a night in Paris, but you can typically get a nice hostel for $15 a night or less, unless it's last minute on a busy day. So book yours earlier if you're planning for a stay.
That is the end of part 3. Now turn to part 4. You will hear a travel agent giving some information to a customer about Uncle Wet. For questions 21 to 30, fill in the missing information in each numbered space. Use no more than one word for each space. You will hear the recording twice. Answer all the questions. You now have 1 minute to look at part 4.
Hi, my name is Amir. I would like to visit Cambodia, but I do need some information first. Could you help me?
Sure. What would you like to know?
Well, I've heard a lot about Angkor Wat, especially from documentaries in school.
Ah yes, it is a heritage site registered with UNESCO in Siem Reap. Siem Reap is a small town near the world-famous temple of Angkor Wat. It's a charming place and worth exploring. Of course, this is if you're interested in Khmer and French colonial architecture.
Yes, of course. I love art and I'm wondering whether to continue my studies in architecture. But is it out of the way? Will I have to travel far from the city?
Oh, not at all. It's actually set among the more modern developments. Nowadays, visitors are flocking in, using it as a base for visits to the nearby temples. They usually stay in Siem Reap itself and divide their time between the town at night and the temples during the day.
I have only heard of Angkor Wat, but you mentioned more temples?
Of course. Angkor Wat is very old and was quite advanced for its time, and it's actually a whole complex of temples with around 50 Buddhist and Hindu temples dating back to the 12th century within its grounds. I actually have a list of top 10 temples to see in this brochure here. You see, not all the temples are well preserved. It is an ongoing effort to restore them.
The brochure would be great. Our visit is not long. What can I expect to see there? I only have 4 days, you see, so I want to make sure it is really worth a visit.
Oh, definitely. In Angkor Wat, you will find more than 100 stone monuments and temple buildings, each of which contains countless statues, sculptures and reliefs that have weathered extremely little over the last 800 years. To see the whole thing can take several days, but you shouldn't miss the view at sunrise or sunset.
Must I get permission to go there?
Oh yes, but don't worry. Although permissions or visas are required to enter Cambodia, you can obtain one on arrival at Siem Reap International Airport.